AI's power surge, NVIDIA's blowout, Anthropic's profit pivot, and OpenAI's math flex. Good morning. It's Thursday, May 21st, and today's AI story is that the market is rewarding scale, but it's also starting to reward proof. Proof of revenue, proof of infrastructure, proof of scientific progress, and proof that governments are finally willing to enforce some AI rules. Start with NVIDIA, because the numbers are enormous, even by NVIDIA standards. In its fiscal first quarter 2027 results, the company reported record revenue of $81.6 billion, up 85% year over year, with data center revenue hitting $75.2 billion, up 92%. Jensen Huang said the build-out of AI factories is accelerating, and NVIDIA is now explicitly carving out a new market around AI clouds, industrial deployments, and enterprise AI infrastructure. TechCrunch framed that as Huang chasing a brand new $200 billion market. And the bigger takeaway is that enterprise AI is no longer a side bet. It is becoming its own infrastructure category. Second, Anthropic appears to be crossing an important threshold. TechCrunch reports that the company told investors it expects second quarter revenue to more than double to about $10.9 billion and to deliver operating profit for the first time. That matters because the AI race has mostly been narrated as a capital-burning contest. If Anthropic can show even temporary profitability while still scaling Claude, that changes the conversation from who can raise the most money to who can convert demand into durable margins. Third, OpenAI is back in the headlines for a stronger kind of AI brag. TechCrunch reports, and OpenAI's own homepage now highlights, that an OpenAI model has disproved a central conjecture in discrete geometry first posed by Paul Erdos in 1946. The company says this time it published supporting remarks from mathematicians instead of simply declaring victory on social media. Whether you see this as a breakthrough or a carefully staged demo, the important commercial signal is that Frontier Labs are now selling reasoning not just as a chatbot feature, but as a research engine. Fourth, the xAI story keeps getting more intense. TechCrunch reports that SpaceX's IPO filing shows xAI burned $6.4 billion last year, and a separate TechCrunch report says xAI is also being sued over generators at its Memphis data center while buying another $2.8 billion of them. Put that together, and the signal is clear. Frontier AI competition is now colliding with energy, permitting, local regulation, and environmental scrutiny. The bottleneck is no longer only model quality. It is power, cooling, land, and political tolerance. Fifth, there is a meaningful governance development worth watching. The Verge reports that two people were arrested and criminally charged under the Take It Down Act after allegedly publishing thousands of non-consensual intimate AI deepfakes, citing the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of New York. That makes this more than a symbolic policy story. Enforcement has started. For platforms, model providers, and trust and safety teams, the legal exposure around synthetic media is moving from abstract risk to operational reality. And one more quick item on the product side. TechCrunch reports that Stability AI released a new audio model that can generate songs up to 6 minutes long. Even if that story is smaller than the giant infrastructure headlines, it is a reminder that generative media is still advancing in parallel with the big enterprise race. The tooling keeps getting easier, longer form, and closer to commercially usable creative workflows. So what is the theme this morning? AI is maturing from spectacle into systems. NVIDIA is proving the money. Anthropic is trying to prove a business model. OpenAI is trying to prove scientific reasoning. xAI is exposing the physical costs of the race, and regulators are starting to prove that at least some AI harms will get enforced, not just debated. If you sell into this market, the outreach angle is straightforward. Ask customers where their real bottleneck is now. Is it compute cost, governance, energy exposure, model evaluation, or workflow adoption? The winners in the next phase may not be the companies with the flashiest demos. They may be the ones that make AI spend legible, controllable, and defensible. That's the briefing for Thursday, May 21st. Business Idea Gem, Infrastructure Due Diligence for Enterprise AI Rollouts. What it is, a boutique advisory and software-enabled service that helps enterprises and private equity-backed operators evaluate AI projects before they overspend on models, GPUs, power contracts, and compliance remediation. Who pays? CIOs, CFOs, data center operators, and private equity operating teams funding AI transformation programs. Why now? Today's news shows that the real risk has shifted from should we use AI to how do we avoid wasting millions on the wrong stack while regulation and infrastructure costs are moving under us? What makes it defensible? Proprietary benchmarking on compute economics, vendor scorecards, energy and permitting checklists, and post-deployment governance playbooks that are hard to assemble quickly in-house.